headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Clementine, Dane and Jules with your 8am Zlines. Traditional owners have condemned the Queensland government for culling 6 Kigari dingoes suspected to have attacked Canadian backpacker Piper James, who was found deceased on the island last week. Over the weekend, the Department of the Environment revealed that it would euthanise the pack of around 10 dingoes that had surrounded the 19-year-old's body on Kigari's 75-mile beach. A coroner's court of Queensland spokesperson said, quote, "The autopsy has found physical evidence consistent with drowning and injuries consistent with dingo bites," end quote. James's father said confirmation of the dingo cull is, quote, "heart-wrenching," end quote, and not what she would have wanted, but it would make the island a safer place to visit.
Two surgeons in Brisbane were bribed by medical device company Medivance to use its medical equipment during surgery. The surgeons, Richard William Laherty and Deanne Taranga Alonso, were put in front of Brisbane Magistrates Court on Thursday, held on multiple counts of misconduct in public office and corruption. These two are the latest of 5 people facing charges over the course of an investigation into the health industry by Australia's Crime and Corruption Commission.
In national news, a man has been arrested and charged for alleged hate speech while at a March for Australia rally in Sydney. It is the third round of rallies under the March for Australia banner, with events in August and October last year attracting thousands of people who called for an end to so-called mass immigration. Several former members of neo-Nazi group The National Socialist Network were spotted at the event, as well as One Nation politicians Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts, and Victorian Independent Senator Ralph Babbitt. Police Operation Australia Day Commander, Assistant Commissioner Brett McFadden said, quote, "We will allege the language he used. His presence was clearly and unequivocally aligned with neo-Nazi ideology, and his presence and language incited response from the crowd, generating hate towards a particular group in our community. The man arrested will face court sometime today." A heat wave is arresting the nation, with temperatures soaring to almost 50 degrees today in some parts of Australia. The Bureau of Meteorology senior meteorologist Dean Naramore said the conditions could break records. Melbourne is expected to see its highest maximums in 17 years today of 45 degrees, the hottest since Black Saturday in 2009 with a temperature of 46.4 degrees. With temperatures soaring and humidity dropping below 10%, fire risk is high across a number of regions. There are fears the scoring temperature will worsen fire conditions in Victoria, where an out-of-control Carlisle River Fire bushfire is already putting more than 1,000 properties at risk. Evacuation warnings for these residents are in place. A severe heat warning is in place for Queensland from Monday to Thursday, 29th of January, with maximum temperatures in the high 40s and low 40s over southeast coast and Wide Bay and Burnett areas.
In international news, US President Donald Trump will send his, quote, "border czar," end quote, to Minnesota, as Republicans have joined Democrats in condemning and demanding a more comprehensive investigation into the fatal shooting of ICU nurse Alex Pretty by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in Minneapolis on Saturday. Trump says his administration is, quote, "reviewing everything," end quote, in relation to Alex Pretty's death, the second in the space of weeks in Minneapolis, where ICE agents have been conducting an immigration crackdown. Video footage of the incident shows Mr. Pretty holding a phone in his hand before US agents pepper spray him, wrestle him to the ground, and shoot the ICU nurse, appearing to contradict claims by Trump's administration that Mr. Pretty was armed and provoking violence. Amid increasing public anger over the handling of ICE's operations in Minnesota, Trump insists that ICE agents have, quote, "done a phenomenal job," end quote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.